Welcome back to the Gemara Tanis. Today we're learning Daf Chav Tes, and we're learning always in the honor and the merit of our soldiers, of our hostages, of Eretz Yisrael. We are picking up on Daf Chav Tes, talking about the various things that occurred to the Jewish people on Tisha B'Av. Says the Gemara, top of the page. The Tisha B'Av goes out of Oseinu, Shalit Yikatz Aras. On Tisha B'Av, it was decreed that our ancestors would not enter into Israel. He's talking about the days of the spies. We don't know how do we know this. It says, on the first month in the second year, on the first days of the month, that's beginning of Nisan, they erected the Mishkan of Amar Mar, and Mar said, in the first year, Moshe made the Mishkan. In the second year, he fabricated it in the first, and then he erected it in the second year, and also sent the spies to spy out the land in the second year. Uksiv, it says subsequently, and then it says it came to pass in the second year, in the second month, says Iyar, on the 20th day of the month, a cloud rose from above the Mishkan. Uksiv, it says they traveled from the Mount of Hashem, a journey of 3 days. On that day, they turned away from God. What does it mean they turned away from God? So as to say, they were leaving Har Sinai really quickly. Uksiv, Fusaf, Asher, Bekirbo, Tavu, Tava, Vashav, Yikub, Gam, and Israel. And it says, and the mixed multitudes, the mixed multitude that was in its midst had a desire, and the other two turned and cried. Uksiv, Achosh, Yom, and furthermore, it says, until a month of a day. So just a quick chronology. For Nisan of the first year they left, then Sivan of that year they got the Torah. A year later, on Nisan, they erected the Mishkan, and then in Iyar, they left Har Sinai. So this is almost 11 months later, a little more than 11 months later, and they went really quickly, like children run away from school teacher. That's the accusation here. Uksiv Yizgar Miriam Shavas Yom, and then it says Miriam was confined for 7 days. Tavli Oshav Hishas Sivan, which adds up. This means it's the 29th of Sivan. Uksiv Shaluch LaNashim, and then it says send spies yourself. It's not Tani. And we learned in a Brisa. The estimation received on Shaluch Moshe Meraglim, and furthermore, the Brisa tells us on the 29th of Sivan. Moses and Meraglim, Uksiv Ayosh may tour Haaretz b'Kedesh Arba Yom, and it says they lasted, or the journey of spying of these espionage was 40 days. So this is a long way of saying that in the second year, on the 29th of Sivan, they left. What happens 40 days later? 40 days later is going to be it's 39 days. That's the problem because. Excuse me. And that brings you to, that brings you where 40 days after 29th of Sivan ends up, and where do you end up? So you end up, that's actually a problem because you end up on the 8th of Av. Why do you end up on the 8th of Av? So look as follows. Sivan, we said the 29th of Sivan, so there's 2 days in Sivan, so that's the 29th and 30th. Then Tammuz is 30 days, and then Av is 8 days. So where does that brings you to a total of 39 days. The problem is we have to get you to Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av. So the Gemara says, that year, Amar Bai, Tammuz d'havi shas emili mali. That year, they made Tammuz a full 30 days. So by making Tammuz a full 30 days, so then we end up on Shiva, we end up on Tisha B'Av. Okay, so I hope that was clear. Let me just say it one more time outside. They left on the 29th of Sivan. So that means there's 2 days in Sivan. There's 29 days in Tammuz. That gets you to, 31 days. And then what happens then, you have to get now to 9 days of, you have 31 days, exactly. And then you need to have another 9 days of Av to get you to when they cried. The problem is that means they cried on the night of the 10th of Av, as in, which is the 10th of Av, because again, the assumption is if they came back on the 9th of Av, and they cried that night, which would really be the beginning of the 10th of Av. So really what has to have happened was they had to have come back on the 8th of Av, and then they spent the night crying. That night is the 9th of Av. So the problem we have here is 40 days after the 29th of Sivan is the 9th of Av, not the 8th of Av, which is a problem. So the Gemara answers, no, that year they added on an extra day to Tammuz, so therefore, in fact, 40 days from the 29th of Sivan was indeed the 8th of Av, which means when they began to cry, the 8th of Av at night. And they cried the whole night, which is really again the 8th of Av, I guess twilight time, if you will. They went all the way down. And once it's now actual nightfall, so now it's the 9th of Av, and that's when they actually cried. Okay, that's a little more complicated than I anticipated, but I hope the thing outside was clear. Continues the Gemara. Amar Abayi, Tamazahu Shata Mili Dahatler, it was a full year. Tiksiv Karalai Moi Lishabar Bechurai. And it says, He God proclaimed a set time against me to crush my young men. Continues the Gemara, Uksiv Atisa Kol Eda Vatnu Eskolam Vayivchu Ha'am Belalahu. And then it says, after hearing the report of the spies, and all the congregation raised their voice and cried out, and the people wept all that night. Amar Abba. Amar Rab Yochanan, Osa Hayom Erev Tisha B'Av Haya. The day the spies returned was Erev Tisha B'Av. Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So God said these fateful words, Atem Bechitem Bechiyah Shachinam. You cried a crying without cause. Vani Karvulam Via B'Doros. I'll establish you a weeping, a crying for generations. Charav Habayis B'Rishon. The Gemara now goes on. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. How do we know? Diksiv B'Chodesh V'Chamishi B'Shiva Chodesh. It says, on the fifth month, which is 5 months after Nisan, is Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. Very good. On the seventh of the month, that's Zion, Av. Lemelech Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, Bav, Nuzradon, Rav, Tabachim, Evid, Melech Bavel, Yushalayim, Visar, Beis Hashem. The king of Babylon, Nebuzradon, from the captain, the executioner, the servant of the king of Bavel, came to Yushalayim, and he burned the house of Hashem. Uksiv, and then it says, furthermore, it says, on the fifth month, on the tenth of the month, which was 19, the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, came Nebuchadnezzar, captain of the wicked of the king of Babel in Yerushalayim. So we have the seventh and we have the tenth. Tanya says elsewhere, Yashalom Rishiva Sharikfar Never Basar. So we have a problem. Was on the tenth or the seventh? They can't say it was the seventh because we said it was the tenth. We can't say it was the 10th because it happened the 7th. So rather, this is the story. On the 7th day, the heathens entered into the base of Megdash. And they ate and performed all sorts of disgusting acts on the 7th and 8th day. On the 9th day, towards evening, they set a fire. And it burned throughout the entire day, to the 10th day. As it says, woe unto us, the day has declined, the shadow of the evening are approaching. That leads to Rav Yochanan's statement that if the bulk of the Mishkan burnt on the 10th of Av, not the 9th of Av, I would have actually made the fast day, the day of commemoration, on the 10th of Av. Because most of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed then. The Rabbanon is Chal de Parnusa Adifa. The rabbis say, no, the beginning of the calamity is actually what we're commemorating, not the end of it. Ubishniya, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in Tisha B'Av. How do we know? The Tanya, Megalgalin Zechus Yom Zaka Lechov Leyom Chova. Good things are brought to pass on an auspicious day, and bad things happen on an ominous day. Amar Kishchar Beis HaMikdash Prishana. When the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in Tisha B'Av, Oshim Erev Tisha B'Av Haya. That day was an afternoon of Tisha B'Av. Umoti Shabbos, it was also a Moti Shabbos. Again, I guess it's inauspicious because Moti Shabbos. Umoti Shvias, it was the year after Shvias. Umishmar Shiyahar, and it was in the Mishmar of Yoradov that was that year. Alvim Hayu Omrim, the Levim used to say, Shir Vom Al Duchanam, they would sing their songs while standing on the platform. Umashir Hayu Omrim, what Shir would they say? Vayoshiv Alakechem as Onam Uvrasam Yats Misem. And he got turned upon them, their own violence, and with their own evil, he will cut them off. This is a pasuk in Tehillim. Well, this speak Lomar, and they didn't get to say the end of the pasuk. That's me, Hashem Elokeinu, and they did not have time to say Hashem our God will cut them off. When they came in and conquered them, and so to the second temple, that like the first temple, so the second temple, it was destroyed the same day in the same manner. They came in as we're singing the Shira and butchered them all. Nichlada Beitar. Beitar was conquered also on Tisha B'Av. How do we know? Gemara, this is a tradition we have. The fifth calamity was Nirchash Yir, Yushalayim was plowed over. Tan, you looked into Brisa, Kishacharav Tarnis Rufus, Harasha Sehechal, when Tarnis Rufus plowed over the sanctuary, Nigzah Gazal Rabbi Gamliel, Laharga. He also said, kill Rabbi Gamliel, who's a Nasi. Bosab Adon Achav Amen Beis HaMedrash Amar. So a certain Roman official comes to the Beis HaMedrash, and he announces as follows. Baal chotim misbakesh. Baal chotim misbakesh. The one with the big nose, a prominent nose, is wanted. What the prominent nose is wanted, meaning we're going to kill him. Shimon Gamliel azel taishim inai. So Rabbi Gamliel, Shama Rabbi Gamliel azel taishim inai. Rabbi Gamliel understood when he heard this that this guy was actually warning him, and he went and hid. Also, wait, so this Roman official finds him and goes to him quietly and says, if I save you, great rabbi, will I end up going from being executed? Will I have merit to go to the world to come? He goes, yes. He said, swear to me. Rabbi Gamliel swore to him that if he saved him, he'd go to the world to come. So he went to the roof and jumps off and killed himself, and by doing so, apparently they rescinded the order. Why? Since the tradition the Romans have that the person, if a decree is issued and one of the council members dies, they annul the decree. Yosef Baskel Omer, Adon Zeh Mizum Lachayel HaBasa. Baskel goes out, a voice emanates from heaven and says, this individual gets the world to come. Tanur Abmanan, Nishachar Bais Rishon, when they destroy the first temple, Nikutu Beisos Kito Shalpir Chikuhuda Mavtech HaSechel B'Yadon. So the groups of young Kohanim took the keys of the sanctuary in their hands. They went to the roof of the base of Mikdash. Ramon the Bonav, and they screamed out, Ribono Shalolam, God, since we weren't able to be the trusted caretakers of the base of Mikdash, let the keys be handed back to you. Here, take the keys back. They all took their keys and they threw them up to heaven. And some sort of palm hand emerges from heaven. The kibbutz hasn't accepted the keys. And then these quanim all fell into the flames and passed away and died. And on that, Yoshio lamented. He made a kina and he said, a prophecy about the valley of vision, that what has happened to you now that you have all ascended to the rooftops. Toshas mala ir hamia kiria il aliza chalayach lo chalacherev lo maisi milchama. Formerly filled with commotion, a joy city, your slain are not victims of the sword nor casualties of war, meaning they all died from falling in the fire. Avgash Baruch Hanemar, and with this too, it's God says, Mikara Kir Vishoa Alahar. He wails and laments concerning the mountain of Zion, which is laid desolate. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah Zion Matam Simcha, when Av begins, we curtail our joy, we limit our joy. Amr Yehuda Reader of Shmuel Abar Shila Mishmeh Derav, Mikashem Shmuel Nichols Av Matam Simcha. So just as when Av begins, we limit our joy, so to when honor begins, we increase our joy, which we said in the past, it's not found in Shulchan Aruch, because it's not necessarily a halachic statement, or maybe it is, not for now. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Hilchos Bar Yisrael, talking about in Av, this Ladina Bahadi Nachri, a Jew who has a lawsuit with a non-Jew, Lishtamet Minei Av should avoid doing an Av, the Dari Mazla, because this bad Mazla is bad luck for the Jew during that month. Although the Ritva points out, your Jews are above Mazel, not during the month of Av and Adar. I'm Adar, and he should make himself available to go to court during Adar, the Dari Mazel, because he has good Mazel. It says a couple more statements from Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shilas. Losses lem achers v'tikva. The apostle says they give you a future and a hope in Yirmiyo, talking about when they went to Bavel, to Gullus Bavel. Amr Yehuda Bereder Shmuel Bar Shilas Lishmei the Rav. These are date trees and linen garments. That even those, even though you're going to exile, you're going to have seemingly material success. It's another statement. It says, see, the fragrance of my son is like the fragrance of a field that Hashem has blessed. Like the fragrance of a field of apple trees, an apple orchard, which smells beautifully. And we've seen elsewhere that this was the smell of Gan Eden, apparently. Yes, this is what Yitzchak smelled in Yaakov when he came in the room dressed as Esav. During the week, the Tishba falls. We're now allowed to cut our hair or launder our clothes. And now we're going to discuss, what did that week mean? Is it just until Tishba, or is it the whole week? This that we're not allowed to launder clothes or to wear them on or before Tishba. But we can launder them and put them away till after Tishba. So the machlokas is the problem, the laundering itself, or is it the wearing of the clothes? So what the first Rav Nachman says, you're not allowed to wear them, you can wash them. And Rav Sheshet says, no, I feel the kavas l'nil also, you can't even launder them to put them away. Amr Rav Sheshet says, Tate, Rav Sheshet says, you should know, the butli kitzrei debei Rav, that the launders of Rav's house didn't work, clearly, because you're not allowed to work during the week, even if you're doing it for afterwards. So now we're going to challenge this. Says, Mesiv Rav Hamnuna, the chamish shivatarim ibn kavad Shabbos. On Thursday, we're permitted to launder clothes because of Shabbos, we want to clean clothes to Shabbos, l'mai. Elaim the Kabbas Litvosh. If you say you can launder them to wear them on Thursday itself, my Kabbat Shabbat Ikka. That's not Kabbat Shabbat, that's Kabbat Thursday. El, you're washing them in order to put them aside, which substantiates Rav Nachman. So, what we're saying, no, it's only on Thursday it's allowed. Although Shabbos Kulas, the rest of the week, it's not allowed. So, in fact, not substantial Rav Nachman, it's a question to Rav Nachman. The fact we say only on Thursday you're allowed to wash to put in your closet implies the rest of the week you can't. So, lolan l'kavas l'kavash. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about laundry clothes on Thursday in order to wear them on Thursday. Ah, but didn't we say the whole idea is for Shabbos? We're talking about someone who only has one garment to wear. A person who only has one garment to wear. You can wash in the cholam moed. We waive the prohibition in order, because I guess covered a breeze of some sort. It renami amravi no and amravi lazar loshon lekaves ulavish. This you're not allowed to the clothes is to wear them. Av lekana laniach mutter, which again brings proof to Rav Nachman. Mace face, there is the following objection. Also, the Kabbalists will make Tisha B'Av. One is not allowed to launder their clothes before Tisha B'Av. I feel Nilch Achar Tisha B'Av, even to put them away after Tisha B'Av. V'kihut Shalanu v'kivah Shalhen. And our pressing is like their laundering. The way our ironing is like their laundering, and therefore the same halachas apply. However, Kli Pishtan ain't Bami Shem Gihutz. But one's allowed to press linen garments because once they're messed up, they're not gonna, you can't fix them. Tiyufta, this indeed refutes Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer said, you can wear them, put them aside. Continues the Gemara. Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Giri Shmei Rav Yochanan. Afa Pi Shamer Kli Pishne Ein Mahem Gishin Giyot. Even though you're not allowed to press that. There's no issue of pressing them. Aval Also Likap Lo Shem Shabbos Chol Yitishba Liyos Bezocha. Still, you're not allowed to wear them in the week when Shishba falls out if they've been pressed. Amarav Lo Shem Lelfanav. This only applies during the week that Tishba falls out before prior to Tishba. Al Racha, but after Tishba. You're allowed to wear them. Shmuel Amar Afila Achav Nami, even after it's not. So this is an interesting machlokas. When we say Shmuel Shachabo, do we mean up until Tisha B'Av or the whole Tisha B'Av? Meisve Shabbos Chol Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Socha. Also, Asab Kavas. The week in which Tisha B'Av falls out, it's forbidden to cut your hair and launder your clothes. With Chamisha Matarim of Nei Kavas Shabbos, on Thursday you could because of Kavas Shabbos. Kate said, how so? Chos B'Av Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, Muta Kavas Kol Shabbos Kul, you can launder your clothes all week long, which is proof to Shmuel. Proof against Shmuel. Proof to Rav. Machine Machlish Roshivi, if Tisha B'Av falls on Monday, Thursday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the fun of us, beforehand is Vasu, Lach and Mutter. Chalas B'Av Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls on Av Shabbos, Mutter, Lachavas, Lachamishi, B'Tay, Kavat Shabbos, you can launder your clothes on Thursday because of Shabbos. Then we'll keep the Chamishi, but Shabbos, if you not have time to launder your clothes on Thursday, which is, then Mutter, Lachavas, B'Av Shabbos, Minach Mincha, Lamal, and you can even wash your clothes on that Friday, which is Tisha B'Av itself, from Mincha and onwards. Light, Lavabai, Vitema, Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov, Aha. By the way, just parenthetically, Abai or some say Rav Acha Bar Yaakov would curse someone who would launder the clothes in Tisha B'Av, even though technically it was allowed, you should have thought better ahead of time. Chaz B'Shem HaShabbos, Gemara then says, if Tisha falls out on a Monday or a Thursday, Karna Shloshim of Tirin Echad, three people read the Torah like a regular Monday or Thursday, and one reads the half Torah, B'Shish Revi, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday, Korechim Maftir Echad, one person reads and one person gets the gets half Torah. Re'osi Omer Lolim Karna Shloshim Maftir Echad. No, always three read and one gets the half Torah. But point is, the first half of this disproves Shmuel. Why? Because Shmuel wants to tell us that the whole week the Tisha B'Av falls out on, even if it's after Tisha B'Av, one can't do laundry, and this beginning the Mishnah said, no, it's only prior to Tisha B'Av. Shmuel say, Tanihi, no, this is actually a machlokas tanoim, the Tanya, Tisha B'Av Shcholos v'Shabbos, v'chem Erev Tisha B'Av Shcholos v'Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, or Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Ok v'Shosu kol tzarchu, umal al shulchano, afilu k'shut shlomo ham b'shaito. That if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, if we push it off, or if Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, you can eat and drink even up until having a meal like King Shlomo. Tomorrow, Bar Metzia talks about how elaborate those meals were. Also, Sabbat Kavas Merosh Chodesh Vatanis. It's prepared to launder one's hair and to cut one's hair or launder one's clothing from Rosh Chodesh Av, this is the source of the 9 days until Tesh Bav. Divrei Meir Kuntar Meir Huda Omer Chodesh Kul Asur. The entire month of Av, you can't do any of these activities. Rosh Shimon Lil Omer. No, just Ein Asa Ella Osa Shal Tavai. It's that week, which is that week alone. Okay, meaning that week, the whole week. So when we see it's two Tanoim. Tanido, we have another bride that says, Minog of Rosh Chodesh Av Tainis, morning is practiced from Rosh Chodesh until the fast. With Divrei Rav Meir, Rehuda Omar, Kol Chodesh Kula Aser, Rav Shimon Galil Omar, Enos Elot Osip Shabbos Bilvad. Amr of Yochanan, Moshas and Mikro Echadarsh, they learn these three respective positions as Rav Meir, Rehuda, Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's the whole month. Is it that week? Or is it until just Tisha B'Av? So they learn from the same pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vishivati kol misos chaga chodesh Shabbata." I will bring all of her joy to an end, her festivals, her month, and her Shabbases. Mandar Rosh Chodesh Avatayin is one that says from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av itself. Says Michaga, derives from her festival, which means Rosh Chodesh. Mandar Mikol Chodesh Kulaser Michodesh, that says the month. Mandar Mikol Shabbos Kulaser Mishabbos, says from Shabbos. And what's the halacha? Rava halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. It's only the week of Tisha B'Av. Rava halacha Rabbi Meir. And Rava says no halacha like Rabbi Meir, who says that it goes only before Tisha B'Av, not afterwards. If it's fire the kula, we go to kula. Mean to say, we go only that week, and we go from that week, but only before Tisha B'Av, not afterwards. I wish you all a wonderful day.